So, shall we launch right in, Sherry?
Oh, yes, please.
Let's do. All right, so our quote and assignment for our conversation this morning: if we did the things we are capable of, we would astound ourselves. Thomas Edison. If we simply acknowledged all that we are currently doing, we would astound ourselves. Today, bring some conscious awareness to everything you are currently doing, not just big things that the voices of egocentric, karmic conditioning, self-hate would deem worthy of note. Create a recording at the end of the day acknowledging the joy you feel in all you do, and let yourself feel astounded.
Mm-hmm. Good one, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, for me, the letting myself feel that astonishment just felt like a real note of gratitude to the practitioner, to the person that shows up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and who has been showing up, right? For each one of us has been showing up for a lifetime and has,
yeah.
And was, I project for myself, but probably for a lot of other people, was really ignored for a long time and suffered that constant criticism from those voices and just kept on showing up.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And that astonishment just feels like the recognition that's been missing that whole time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if we take it beyond ourselves, you know, to recognize that in one another, to just really take in for a second what we're up against as conditioned human beings and how much everyone does in spite of all of that negativity in the head.
Yeah.
It's heroic. It's extraordinary.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed that too, that in just looking over all, you know, bringing that conscious awareness to all that I do all day long, all of the things that get attended to with kindness is again, just absolutely astonishing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you say, once I see it in myself, then wow, it gets real easy to see it in everyone else's too, or in everyone else as well. So yeah,
it's something like, you know, going to the grocery store and interacting with a person who's standing on their feet on probably not the most comfortable surface for hours. And somehow they manage to be cheerful, to smile at you and say, ask you how you are. And I just say, that's extraordinary. Now, I bet for an awful lot of those people, they don't get to take that in because they probably, like most of us, have a voice in there telling them all this endless list of all of the ways they didn't do it right.
Yep.
And so that whole effort to show up, to be present, to be the person that it's possible for them to be, you know, because the store really wants them to be cheerful and welcoming, and they're doing that in spite of how they might be feeling or whatever might be going on in their lives, and we never know. I just find that remarkable.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. And sometimes when I'm standing in line, some of those checkout people are near the door on a really cold day, and they're wearing boots to boot.
Yes, bundled up in gloves and hats. And it inspires one to want to add some of that kindness into their day, you know, give back a little bit.
That.
And and just recognize, I wouldn't want to be doing that. And I'm really grateful they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good.
Mm.
All right, let's check in with our first caller.
Okay. Thank you, Chris.
You bet. First caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, you guys, this is Sherry in San Francisco. Hello.
Hello,
hey,
Sherry.
Hi. I'm so happy to be on. It's like the lottery, you know.
I win.
I've been noticing, actually for about the past week, that there's a similar process that goes on with each morning when I make a recording, my first recording about whatever the prompt is. And this one was no different. So the one yesterday, my first recording sort of saw the word accomplish as like, you know, it might have been something I did or, you know. But then the next recordings, and this has happened each time, they turn to process. And I just love that. Mm. So the next recording I did, I was reminded of a poem by Tony Hoagland that I love. One of the lines is, do you remember that pleasure is also something that needs accomplishing?
Mm.
And so that line dropped in, and I thought, oh, you know, like, oh, you know, it's a pro, you know, there's
yeah.
the astonishment, there's the astonishment of every time we turn to joy,
yeah.
that, you know, and
it's a doing.
It is a doing. It is.
Yeah. Because the habit, the deeply entrenched habit for most conditioned people is for the attention to be on some level of negativity. So to turn to pleasure or joy, gratitude, happiness, well, any of those, we have to make the effort to get the attention there. That's very good.
I know, and I love it because what conditioning
yeah.
wants me to do, and I saw this, it came really clearly with the last, I think it was last week, the Anais Nin, you know, tight in the bud, and then, you
mm-hmm.
know, where do you want to blossom? And conditioning right away took me to a doing, an accomplishment, you know, like an outward accomplishment. But I saw then the same thing on recordings that I did, you know, later in the day, it became, no, the blossoming is not those accomplishments. The blossoming is that moment I turn away from the voices.
And then if I'm staying with you here, so that process is the moment you turn your attention away from the voices, there's the blossoming, right? You've stepped into the moment, you're here. And the thing that we always want to remind ourselves of is actually you, as a conditioned human being, are no longer here, right? So there's just
right.
awareness of awareness in the moment, right, which is joyful. Yeah?
Yeah.
And then what conditioning wants us to do is check back in and see where we are with that. Now, was that really a blossoming? Because what did you do then? What did you do after that that we can count as the blossoming?
Yes, that's
right back
yeah.
in the bud.
yes, but then it doesn't really matter because we can blossom again. Just,
yes.
You know?
Yeah, as soon as we realize what happened, poof, we've blossomed again.
I know, and it's, you know, it's a little slippery for me because I think all my life conditioning has got me, you know, it's that accomplishing or the result. It's always the, you know, it saw the blossom as some sort of result. But as long as I remember what you just said, what we're talking about, it's just like this one today. That's the astonishment. That's the opening.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, and I think for those of us who do awareness practice, and we realize that ego is a doing machine.
Yeah,
like that. I mean, that's what it wants. Those lists. It wants to, you know, it wants to decide. Did we? Didn't we? How well? Constant dualistic approach to life, and so we can start to feel that doing in and of itself is not a good thing. and to suspect that it's always ego because there's a doing involved, which takes me to that favorite quote of no deed, there is no doer thereof. So there is a doing that is not a doing. It's a being. And it doesn't require a someone to do it. It's simply life unfolding. And that, to me, is what you're pointing at. And I suppose what the quote is pointing at is that realization, recognition that I, ego, is not doing this. This is a process. Yeah, it's a process that happens, and awareness is witness to it.
Yes, that's it. That's it. Because, right, because ego wants, you know, oh, let's make a list of things that I did. But but that's, yeah, that's not it at all, right? It's exactly, it's like, wow, look at life. You know, look at the blossoming, the unfolding, and yeah, I feel like sometimes I get to be an instrument, or I get to be,
yes.
I don't know, a channel.
Yes. You've got the hands. You've got the hands, the feet, the legs, the head, the legs, two of those. And right, so the unfolding happens. It's not that we're not a part of it. It's that ego is not the actor.
Yes.
That's
no doing.
The hardest, I think the hardest place in, to get in spiritual practice. Yeah, what?
Well, no, I just got so excited because when you said that, I'm so glad you brought that in because that's exactly it. No doer, there is no deed that is done. That's that just says it all. And I feel so grateful because I also, you know, I've really gotten to see with these daily practices that it's sort of like that first, it's like the first go, you know, ego wants to come in and take it. But then if I just stay with it, life is like right there. Like, oh, well, what about, you know, it's always really gentle. Oh, what if you put it this way, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And we don't have to be afraid of that negative voice coming in and wanting to own everything. We just recognize what it is, you know, and let me hasten to say, we also don't need to be kind to it, which a lot of people get confused about. You know, well, I just, you know, it wants appreciation. No. We don't need to do that. It's not real. It's imaginary. And so we just turn our attention away, and there's the blossoming.
Yep. Yeah, thank you so much. I'm so glad.
Oh, you are so welcome.
So great.
It's great. Thank you, Sherry.
All right, Deepa Show. Thank you.
Thanks, Sherry.
Bye-bye.
That's great, Sherry. It sounds like the way you were describing it, that the blossoming is into that astonishment as life is unfolding, something along those lines.
Yes. Yeah. I think we start realizing how many synonyms there are for what we're looking at.
Yeah. Yeah.
And really, I think that there are. I get in trouble when I say things like this, but if the whole thing just comes down to what in a conditioned dualistic world we would call positive and negative, or the way we often talk about the light room and the dark room, which is, you know, when we understand that the light room contains the dark room, they're not actually opposites, then we begin to see that just about every light room experience is a different word that we're using for a very subtle aspect of the same thing.
Yep.
So the many faceted jewel, we're putting a word to this facet and another word to this facet, but it's all the same jewel. And on the other side of it, we realize it's the same thing where in the dark room, it's all describing, every word we have is describing the same experience, just subtle differences.
Mm. Yeah. As you were describing that, the jewel then like life is moving along and unfolding. So we're seeing different facets of it, and as we see different facets, we just simply are guided by life into these different synonyms for joy, astonishment, and just moving along with it like that.
And the smile just gets bigger, doesn't it?
It doesn't get any better than that, yeah. All right, let's check in with our next caller.
All right.
Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Chris. This is Beth from Denver.
Well, hello, Beth. What are you seeing?
Well, I put myself in the queue because I just needed to shake things up.
Oh, now that's a very good plan. That is an excellent decision.
Yeah.
And if I may, it's another way of describing what Sherry was just describing, right? The moment that drops in and you make that movement, there's the blossoming.
Yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay,
yep,
go ahead.
Absolutely. And so the word that really struck me in this morning's quote was capable. And you know, so many things come up. Life is capable of anything. Ego wants to tell me that I'm not capable of anything. And capability applies to really, in that dualistic world, good things that I can do or that get done. But it's also the really crappy things, quote unquote, that I go through.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when I look back over my day and I realize, you know, well, I sat down and I wrote an article and I did this and I, you know, worked on a class that I'm teaching and I did that, there's also the recognition that, you know what, I sat down in a conversation with my partner that was really tough as my partner expressed their upset and disappointment and me to be able to be present and listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And not get identified, and so that's astonishing to me.
Yes, yes. And without this quote, without this focus, we would just miss that, right? Because as you're saying, that's not part of it. No matter how centered you are, no matter how identified you didn't get, it is still in conditioning's world, on the negative side. So there's no credit for that.
Exactly so. It's that place where conditioning will say, oh, my God, you had to go through that, versus, oh, wow, I went through that. That was incredible.
Yes, yes. Yeah, what a workshop. What a workshop. And I saw this and this and this and realized that. And was able to stay, and of course the biggest realization is what you're talking about right now, right? That your life doesn't need to be divided into these are good activities and not good activities, or these are ones that you're capable of and not what, that you're clearly capable of a whole lot because you're here talking to us.
Right,
and
right.
And you weren't born this morning.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think that's the main point that's coming up for me is that idea of being highly capable in a way that conditioning would never give recognition or would never give credit for. It's that capability of showing up.
Yes. And of course, that ego process really doesn't want us to know this stuff.
No.
That's why it's working so hard to talk us into something else. Because otherwise, it wouldn't occur to us. If we didn't have that constant conversation, it wouldn't occur to us that this is a good right thing, and this is what you should be, although you didn't do it really that well. You know, I mean, you wrote that article, but, you know, your mind wandered a lot, and I'm not sure the article is really that good. But, I mean, you did write the article. So, okay, you get some points for that, right? That whole, yeah? it wouldn't occur to us. We would go through our day. We would just be alive.
And the greatest, you know, kind of capability is just like getting up in the morning. I mean, you know, that willingness from the daily recollection of, you know, to even wake up, you know, to even face the new day is like astonishing and
huge.
Yeah.
Yes. Which is why we want to stand up, throw our arms up in the air, and call out. I just did it this morning, as a matter of fact. Hello, life. I'm available.
Oh, yes. Yes. I love that. Quote from offered lately. Yeah. Hey, I'm available. And I think that's what
I
wanted to do by calling in, was to avail myself of Sangha and being here and being connected. Yeah.
Well, lovely. I'm very happy about that. And again, just to underline, and I know you'll record about this, as I will, the extraordinary nature of not, of having a life in which a conversation in the head is not dividing things up into good, not good.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a great way to put that.
Yeah, to have that as a flag. No, there is no such thing. There is only good. Because if I don't yet have the awareness, I'm closing in on it. Okay? And all of these events are assisting me to wake up to this reality that I so far have not caught on to.
Yeah.
Right? So these are all good things. Every conversation you ever had with a partner in which you got identified and miserable was moving you to the point that you could be in a difficult conversation with somebody close to you and not look to ego for direction.
Yeah.
That's enormous. And so for us to realize, no more of that. No more of that looking to conditioned mind to find out, is this a good thing or is this not a good thing? It's all a good thing.
Yeah, which makes me say that, you know, the word capable, the word blossoming, the word astonishment, the word showing up, they all mean the same thing.
Exactly so.
So there is nothing else. But, yes, so thank you. Thank you for the encouragement to record. I will do that. And thank you for
talking.
Talk
to you soon.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
You're most welcome. Thank you, Beth.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks, Beth. Jerry, I think we can get one more caller on.
All right.
Looks like we have a number of folks with their arms outstretched saying, life, I'm available, so. Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Ian. Can you hear me?
Yes, Ian.
Oh, lovely.
Loud and clear. Yeah.
Great. Hi, Sherry and Chris. I'm just wrestling with wires here. Sorry. I never thought I'd say this, but I did not expect to get on, so I'm on. I will be brief, though. So I just wanted to report. So yesterday when I was doing the recording, I took a walk, and it was raining, and I thought, well, what will I talk about that's so astonishing? What have I achieved? Or would that same along the lines of what folks have been talking about already. But what I came up with was, why don't I just start with my breathing? And actually, it wasn't my breathing. It was just breathing. Yeah. And then standing. Because I had stopped walking at that point, and I was like, wow, this is really amazing. And I just was enjoying that. And then I got this sense of, like, well, I'm not actually breathing. I'm sort of being breathed. that makes any sense. Or
make that be sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was very lovely. And
So Ian, along with what we've been talking about previously on the call, that sense that all of this is happening and none of it requires an ego.
Right. Yeah.
Everything that drops in for you, you look around, what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you feel, it's all an intelligence that is animating a life. So what of that am I doing? What is I doing? Well, actually, nothing except trying to get me in a conversation in my head that keeps me from having that experience. And when one has the experience that you describe, I mean, talk about wanting to fall down on the ground and just say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, right? These feet are standing here. These legs are moving. I can walk. I can stop. I'm breathing. My heart is pounding, right? Thank you, God.
All of that. Yeah, it was like that.
Yeah.
And there was even a moment. There were moments before sort of getting to the point of the gratitude, which I agree, it was very kind of an obvious step. But there was just time where I was just sort of being breathed and just somehow standing. And I sort of went back and I thought, wow, it's just crazy that I'm here. And then I was like, I'm so grateful that I'm able to experience this fully. And at least as fully as I could. I mean, I'm sure there's more depth there and more, it's hard to put. And then in my recording was, it's really beyond words. It's hard to put into words. And I think the whole language we have structure using pronouns and so on, I am grateful. I am choosing this or that. You know, it's handy. It's very handy, but it points to something.
It's in our way.
Deeper. Yeah, but I don't know what else we have. I mean, we sort of have to, if we're trying to communicate, we sort of fall into that. But it's so clear how even our language is so conditioned, and we're just, on and on and on. But, yeah.
Well, and it's the reason we like to get together.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Indeed.
Because I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because I've had that experience.
Right.
Right? Now, is it the exact same experience you had? No, because you're a unique expression of life, and so am I. But I know the place, I know the experience, my version of the experience that you're having. So even though you say, and I'm this and I'm that, I'm not confused.
Yeah.
Right? We're confused for a really long time, but what you've realized is, okay, those pronouns are pointing at something. They're really misleading because that's actually not what's going on. And so we just go with that until we get to that place and it dawns on us. And then we're there. And then language is not actually a problem.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's much like a deeper understanding. And then it's nice to come back and try to put it into words. It's so handy. But it is also wonderful that we do have language that we can, and we're flexible enough, we can use that. So you can go from I am breathing, I am standing, to I am being breathed, or I am whatever, being stood, something along those lines. But so it was handy. For some reason, I had insomnia again very early, but I just had the recorder that I popped it, I turned it on, and I was like, oh, yes. And I felt so calm and at ease, and I listened to the end of the recording and turned it off. And then next thing I knew, I was waking up and feeling much more rested. And so it's also had some great benefits in that way, too. So anyway.
That's right. And without language, you wouldn't be making those recordings, and you wouldn't be listening to them, right?
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, it's all very, very handy. As long as we know that is not actually a cup, right? That it's not actually a cup. Cup is a sound that we make so that we all know to look for that particular object and don't get confused that it's the couch, Right? As long as we have a sense of that and kind of keep that somewhere at least close to the periphery of our awareness, then we get to that place that you're describing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So Alan Watts, my favorite Alan Watts way of talking about it is, what we stumble over is the equivalent of being hungry, walking into the restaurant, sitting down and starting to eat the menus.
Right.
Yeah. And so what these words are not it, but what happens to us, especially in the kind of experience you're describing with the insomnia, what's happening is that we are soothed by where those words come from.
Mm-hmm. Right. Everything's okay. Yeah. Everything will work out. Everything's fine. I am fine. We're all fine.
Yes. The words can be anything, but it's somebody in that state of assurance saying those words, your heart resonates, right? The deepest part of your being resonates with that centered clarity, and you're calmed and soothed by it.
Just the realization of not being separate and being connected to all, and it's wonderful. So thank you so much, and both of you, and all of Sangha, of course, looking at Transform Your Life, you know, the app and so on, but this is so much richer to have these calls in the morning and then the actual assignments and then the reminders. It just really brings it
a whole different deal, isn't it?
Totally.
When Ashwini came up with this, I thought, I don't know about that because, you know, so many people and it's nothing to do. It's like we have peace quotes every day, right? And if we all got together and did the same thing with those peace quotes, we would be having a really different experience from, oh, yeah, that's really nice, and then poof, it's gone. That moment. So, I think we could do almost anything together in this way and be having the kind of experience we're having.
Ah, it's fantastic. Wow, so precious.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you, Ian.
Well,
take good care.
Okay, you too. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dan. Jerry, we're close to the end of our time on the call, so I was going to move us along to our assignment for the day.
All right.
The quote is, never give up and never face the facts. Ruth Gordon. Today, notice what lies you have been taught to believe are facts. Ask yourself regularly throughout the day, is that true? How do I know that's true? Each time you ask yourself this question, turn on the recorder and record your response. Reminder, if you hear a negative rant along the lines of course that's true, you can know you're not listening to the wisdom, love, and compassion animating you. Nice.
Yeah. It just reminds me quickly. So somebody wrote in, and they were unhappy with practice, and particularly with me. They used as their evidence, I talked this over with the mentor, and the mentor said I'm right. Okay, well, good. That would be a really important place to look, right? So that's one of those rants that we want to be careful about. And especially if there's a voice claiming to be wisdom, love, and compassion that is telling you you're right about your rant, then you stop and get to the cushion.
Yeah. Yeah, a great place to try what we're being encouraged to try, to ask, is that true? How do I know that's true?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All will be revealed.
All will be revealed, yes, happily. Yeah.
Happily.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, too, Sherry. Till the next.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Till tomorrow.
Right. Take care.